Please welcome Paul Grafton. Paul.
Since 40% of the storytellers here are naturalists, we all know what that means, right? We lead nature hikes for kids. Different meaning in Ireland, just to let you know. This isn't part of the story, but it's sort of a preamble. In Ireland, a naturalist means you walk around buck naked. So when I go to Ireland, what do you do for a living? I'm a naturalist. Oh, you're a naturalist. Oh, you're a naturalist. Hey, you get paid for that? Yeah, you know. It's fun. You know, we get to work with kids. Oh, you sick bastard! Yeah. But this story has to do with my wife, who is also a naturalist, and we met in an Arcata, which is Humboldt State University, and Chris here played flutes and harp at our wedding 8 years ago. Gosh. Anyways, I was a hippie back then, hair down in my middle of my back, and had one of those puffy Hagrid beards, and she was walking around in Birkenstocks and trying to get to Grateful Dead shows. And we ended up graduating and traveling across the world, and we didn't have a lot of money, but by being excruciatingly frugal, we were able to stretch out our year overseas, an entire year overseas, bike touring, going hiking in the Himalayas, going to Laos. And then when we came back, we got these jobs as naturalists, which gave us a chance to have vacations. And so, you know, this is great. And we could go keep traveling during the year. And in the winter of 2001, it was especially cold. So we decided we're going to go to somewhere warm. We're going to go to the Yucatan. And we found this little tiny village called Puerto Morelos. Has anyone been to Puerto Morelos? It's great. There's nothing there except a beach and a reef, which is about a 20-minute swim off the shore, and nobody really goes there. And great taco place. And we spent a week there, and I read a bunch of books and had a great time. And then she's like, well, we should go, you know, we should do something else. I was like, really? It's kind of good here. She's like, yeah, let's go somewhere. I was like, okay. She's like, Cozumel is supposed to be this great place. It has this island off the coast, this clear water, and it's supposed to be great. Oh, we got to go. Okay, whatever. Yeah, okay, let's go. So we get to Cozumel, and, you know, we are frugal. So in that, we get off the boat, and we find this place called the Cozumel Inn, which basically room with a bed and a cold shower. And we get there. We go to sleep. Didn't sleep that good. And there's a... You can hear the people next door. There's little four-legged ones running around this way or that. There may or may not have been a cockroach or two on my way to the morning bathroom. And we're very groggy the next morning, so we go out and we see this guy holding a sign, free breakfast at the Royal Inn Hotel. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go get our free breakfast. Okay. But you have to take a tour. Yeah, we'll take a tour, whatever. So we get our breakfast, and get an omelet and coffee, feeling better. We take this tour of this luxury hotel, and it's great. They got a pool there, one for kids. It's really shallow. They've got, you know, virtually naked people lying in these chairs along, and smells of margaritas, and we go up into the rooms, and there's clean sheets on these places, and there's the smells of gardenia wafting through the room, and I could see my wife going, oh, so great. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And even I was like, you know, this, how much is it for a night to stay here? It's $170 a night. You know, Cozumel Inn, $10 a night. I was like, yeah, it's kind of expensive. Forget about it. This guy that was touring, gave us a tour, he said, well, you can stay for free one night, but you have to go to this presentation. I'm like, bring on the presentation. You can handle this stuff. So we go into a room about this size, and there's about six tables, and there's couples sitting at each table, and there's people, and we walk in, and as soon as we walk in, we hear, yay, you joined the group, yay, cheering, music starts playing, balloons start flying up, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then this pudgy 50-year-old guy from the Midwest comes out, and he says, you know, sit down, you know, this luxury hotel is part of many hotels all across the world, and for $10,000, you can get 77 points, and you can get, you can be part, you can go all these places, and super cheap, and you know, you guys are travelers, so it'll be really great. And I was like, no thanks. 10,000 bucks, I don't, you know, forget that. He's like, okay, and the tour guide comes out, and says, oh, I understand, you know, let me just get some notes, and I want to talk to my boss about what, and, you know, okay, whatever. And she's like, my boss wants to just talk to you for a little. I'm like, yeah, whatever, let's get out of here. And the boss walks out, and that's where we got a little lost. Because the boss was named Valerie. And Valerie was smoking hot. And she was just beautiful. She had a flowing dress, strawberry blonde hair, and her eyes, these deep brown eyes, just engulfed me. And I was like, okay, I'll sit back down. And she had carried this little folder of all these luxury hotels, and she started talking to my wife, focusing on my wife, and I didn't really honestly know what she was saying. I was just like, you know, this sounds good, whatever, you know, awesome, yeah, great, oh, awesome. And my wife is just thinking, oh, we get to go all these places, and we can go to Sardinia, oh, it's so expensive, you stay at this great hotel, we can go, oh, Monte Carlo. And I'm like, yeah, bring it on, you know, it's good. And margaritas are flowing. People are cheering in the back. Oh, you joined! Yay! Good job, Mama! And I find myself clapping. I'm like, why am I clapping? This is crazy. So finally, we're flipping through, and she's doing a great sell job. She's like, oh, 10,000. And she's got this voice. That's the other thing, the voice. She's French-Canadian from Montreal. The very kind of a deep voice, like, this is your next hotel, it's very nice. And I was like, oh, you know, yes, yes. And we flipped through, and my wife is like, she's like, you can pay $325 and every 6 months for 10 years, and then you stay at this hotel, $65 a night. You know, oh, that's a great deal. Go to Paris. And, you know. I was like, oh, yeah, we're really on board at this point. And Kyle, my wife, is like, okay, grabbing for the, she's got this paperwork, you just sign here, it's a done deal, no big, we're signed up to go. And I'm like, well, right, I'm like kind of in this state, I'm like, well, let me just look at this folder and take a look. And I flip through the folder, and I'm looking at it, and I open a one page, and I look at it, and there's this great pool, there's a nice, beautiful room, big TVs, and I'm like, yeah. And then I notice where it's located, and it's located in Garden Grove. Has anyone here ever been to Garden Grove? That's probably my least favorite place in the entire world. Reason number one, that's where my high school water polo career came to an abrupt and horrific end in the CIF championships, and I never want to go back and experience that place again. And I was like, Garden freaking Grove, like, I don't ever want to go to Garden Grove again. I'm like, where are these other, and I'm looking through some, they're all big cities, and I realized, you know, my wife and I, we go away. We go to jungles, and we go to hiking and bird watching and naturalists. We're naturalists. And so I was like, you know, Kyla, hold on a sec. I was like, hold on. And I was like, you know, wait a second. And I could see Valerie see this hesitation. And she said, and I could see in her eyes a sense of desperation. Now, I've been a desperate guy trying to get a date for a long time, and that's not attractive. And I could see that desperation come back, and I'm like, oh, wow. We were lost in this whole, and my wife is still totally lost. And I'm like, look, Kyla, let's just take a second here and think about this. And she's like, oh, this is such a good deal, though. And it's December 31st, and tomorrow there's no special deals. We got to do it now. And she's like, yes, you got to do it now. And she's like, you know, I have special, your teachers, I have special deal. You can go for $55 and $10. And Mikhail's like, oh, we got to do. And I'm like, look, I need an hour. Here's the key to the Cozumel Inn. You'll hold it. We have to come back. We're not going to ditch you. We'll be back in an hour. Come on, Kyle, let's go. And we walk out to this little cove. And there were the only people there. It's part of this hotel, this little cove. And off the coast is this plane that they crashed for some 1977 Steve McQueen movie and put off the coast and just left there. And I'm like, oh, it's cool to dive. And so I'm like, you know, I need to just go dive this old wrecked plane. Well, so I went out there, and Kyla's on the beach, like, going, oh, we got to do this. And have you ever seen a crashed plane underwater when you're 30 feet up? It's kind of spooky. And I was like, hey, what if I go down there, and my foot gets caught in the cracked metal, and I'm dead. So I'm like, Kyla, come with me. So she comes out, kind of bummed, and we could dive down there, and there's actually really neat. There's lots of fishes and stuff. We go up and down 30 feet, after breath, you know, a couple times. And then about the third or fourth time down, I dived down, and I saw something I'd never seen before. And it was amazing. It was a large red with yellow dotted eel. I don't know what species it was, but I was looking at this thing and holding my breath and watching, and I came up and I'm like, Kyla, you got to check this out. Come with me. And she came down and she checked out this eel, and we looked at it and we couldn't see anything. It was totally silent in there. And then we came back up and I was like, and she's like, wow, that was cool. And I was like, that was so cool. And I'm like, it's kind of silent. I looked at the beach, nobody on it. And we could hear in the distance kids playing at the pool and, you know, people, noises from the hotel. And I'm like, how many people in that hotel got to see that eel, do you think? And she looks at me and she says, fuck the hotels. And I was like, I found my wife again. And we went back that night to the Cozumel Inn and we did all the math and we found that we would have been spending about $16,000 over the 10 years for these expensive hotels that we really never would have wanted to go to, probably other than just for a few nights anyways. And so she was very thankful to me for pulling her out of that dilemma. And that's that story.